This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We've all heard the term comfort food. Well, how about some comfort music? That's Red Tail Ring, the song Ohio Turnpike, off their new CD, The Heart's Swift Foot. This duo from Kalamazoo serves up American roots music that harkens back to gentler days. It's music that soothes and wraps around you like a shawl. Red Tail Ring is Michael Beauchamp and Laurel Primo, and they join us now in the studio. Welcome. Good to have you both here.
Thanks for having us.
Does that idea of comfort music, does that kind of strike a chord with you, Michael?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, playing music feels good, definitely.
When I think of comfort food, I think you served up the musical version of that. You just kind of feel warm and good as you listen to it. Has this music always drawn you, Laurel? Or did you have to journey to it?
I had to journey a bit to American traditional music in particular. I grew up in the UP where there's a lot of Scandinavian immigrant music, and that was my first love. But then later on, as a young adult, found that traditional American music shared some of the same things I loved, the driving fiddle in that Scandinavian music.
How did you find the Americana? How did you dig in and find that?
I was in Finland studying their traditional music, and a wonderful American fiddler named Bruce Molsky visited the school, and he showed me that this is also great music.
And the light went on.
Yeah.
What about you, Michael? What did you listen to when you were growing up?
Well, my mom actually went to U of M and has a degree in musical theater. And so growing up, I listened to like Hello Dolly and Oklahoma and Guys and Dolls and stuff like that. So lots of musical theater in my background.
And this is not.
this is not really that.
No, this is not quite as showy. So
no.
How did you find Americana roots music?
Well, in my house growing up, there was a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. There was, the record collection was abundant. And so we had lots of Doc Watson and Taj Mahal, in addition to, your Bette Midler solo albums and things like that. Growing up, it was just a mixture of a lot of different things. And then in college, I was in a few bands and played electric guitar, which I'm not particularly good at playing.
And, more like a rock kind of thing?
Actually, in a ska band.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I love people's musical journeys.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
And I found some friends who really just wanted to sit around and play acoustic instruments. And we formed a band called the Suppertime Boys. I learned mandolin through playing in that band and learned kind of approaches on acoustic guitar. And that was really formative.
How do you work? Because on your CD, you have some, you pay homage to Doc Watson, so you do cover some things, but you have a lot of original, beautiful lyrics to go with these general melodies. So who does what? How do you work?
We all do it all.
We all do it all.
Yeah. We were talking about this on our way over here, trying to define what it is we do, or maybe our approach. Mm-hmm. And I think a big thing that we do is define our approach by its limitations. We try to limit ourselves to a certain set of instruments, the guitar, the fiddle, the banjo, and the mandolin. And on our albums, as you heard, it's just us.
Yes.
And it's mostly live.
Two people.
Just two people. There are a lot of albums these days, and of course with the technology, you could multi-layer things until the cows come home.
And many producers do that.
Yeah, and many people do that. Yeah. But we really want to hone our sound as a duo and lock into each other musically.
Can the heart but love and soul? The whole life over, the heart is wild and may traverse many a...
In this group of tunes that we wrote on this album, we were exploring the shifting and changing, the kind of malleability of relationships and friendships in a young person's life. and how change will often come when it's not predicted, both romantic and in any friendship.
Beating in his ears and the lover's heart and the heart's swift foot both run from here.
So you write lyrics as well as the melodies? Mm-hmm. So you're all equal opportunity lyricist,
yeah.
and write the tunes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I listening to when I'm listening to that great banjo, for instance?
Well, probably Laurel. We both play banjo.
Okay.
But Laurel plays the majority of the banjo and all of the fiddle. I always like to say that Laurel plays everything that I play plus the fiddle, and she plays it all better than I do.
Michael's laying all the steady guitar down.
Okay.
And we both take turns with melody, singing, and harmony.
I'm talking with Michael Beauchamp and Laurel Primo. And their group is Red Tail Ring, and they have a CD out that really serves up really true American roots music. Now, you recorded the CD in Kalamazoo. You're based in Michigan, even as you're performing around the East Coast and the Southeast and the Midwest. I know you were in like West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We love West Virginia. Yeah.
Do you bring a Michigan sensibility to that kind of music? When you are in West Virginia, do you bring something that's kind of different because you're from Michigan, where that says, hey, that's the Michigan American roots sound?
I'm sure.
Our funny accents.
I'm sure they noticed our musical accents. Yeah. I mean, that's a big thing in the playing of the banjo and the fiddle, that people from different regions are practicing a different style just because of how it was born there. And I'm sure that our West Virginia friends can pick us out of a crowd. What else do we bring with us, though?
Oh, well, the first time we were in West Virginia playing music, I think we were both trepidatious about bringing this kind of Appalachian-tinged mm-hmm. music back to Appalachia, which is in a lot of ways maybe inappropriate. And so we got up and did our show, and people in West Virginia, by and large, were so enthusiastic about it, so enthusiastic about the playing and the songwriting and everything. And that was really encouraging to be down there and kind of accepted in that way.
I'm curious, if you could pick anyone and you could go to the big stage in heaven and pick some names, who would you love to have jammed with? Who would you have loved to have been able to have a session with and played with?
The first one in my heart is a man who didn't pass away so recently. His name was John Hartford. And he played the banjo and the fiddle and kicked his boots up just as much as we want to. And his music has inspired a lot of our creativity.
That is a name I haven't thought of. And I remember watching him as a kid because he was a regular on Glenn Campbell's variety show. And there he was with his banjo. And it was it was such a different thing in the 60s for American variety television. What a good choice. And thank you for calling his name up. How about you, Michael?
Well, I think Laurel might have taken mine, but
no, you can have another.
Mike Seeger, too.
Yeah, Mike Seeger, kind of the Seeger family. He's a half-brother of Pete Seeger. Passed away relatively recently, a couple years ago maybe. So Mike Seeger would be my pick. Although if you had asked me when I was 12, I would have said Jimi Hendrix.
But
we can have more than one.
You know, it's interesting. I listened to a track like your title track is The Heart's Swift Foot. And I hear echoes of old Irish traditional bands. The great Christy Moore had a band in the 70s called Planxty, and they would do mandolin, and it had a real Celtic feel to it. And I wondered, was that a conscious thing, or are you just going, hey, who knew?
I wrote that one, that track, and it was not conscious to try to reflect some Celtic taste in that one. But the Celtic folks have just as big a role in Appalachian music as African sounds or any other British Isles.
So what's the story behind this track?
I have a great, beautiful cousin named Joelle up in Traverse City. She's always writing me letters telling me about her adventures. And one was that she was going to build brooms.
She was going to grow, straw.
Grow some straw and build some brooms. So I wanted to lay that down for all history.
It's wonderful. So Jay and the Broomstraw gets her own track.
That's
and
right.
I just have to say, as I was driving and listening to your CD, it did put me in a very mellow, soft mood. Do you feel music can heal?
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, it heals us. And so, of course, it's going to resonate in a similar way with everybody. If you sit down and really sit with the album or sit with an album that you love, it can really take you to a different place mentally and also physically. I think it can kind of slow your pulse and calm you down and just let you think about things in a little bit mm-hmm. of a different way.
The kind of purpose that keeps driving me and maybe Michael too to continue making this music is that service to provide something to make to help folks feel things, whether that's helping make some more joy or calm down or exercise the body. That purpose kind of helps me keep going with music.
Red Tail Ring is Michael Beauchamp and Laurel Primo. Their new CD is The Heart's Swift Foot, and their website is easy to find, redtailring.com. And Michael and Laurel, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.